Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Christ Blessing Call. Wherever you are, welcome, welcome, welcome. Whatever time it is for you, whether you're on live or listening to the recording. Today is September 21st, 2014. I'm Jenny, and I'm here with Sharon. Are you there, Sharon?
I'm here. Thanks, Jenny.
Great. We're filling in for Glenda, who normally does the call, but she's in the southeast coast of Texas right now in Corpus Christi, leading the blessing seminar. I believe it's the fifth blessing seminar that we've had. And she's got lots of new blessing givers and some returning blessing givers there. And although I wish that I could be joining with them right now in the group, we're all going to be together in just a short while to do a blessing together. So in the meantime, we'd love it if you wanted to call, you're already called, but if you wanted to get in the queue and share any blessings, or if you have questions about the blessing, or if you wanted to perhaps share anything about how your life has changed in the time that you've started receiving or giving the blessings. I believe Glenda started doing these blessings in 2010, so it's already been more than 4 years. And I'm sure that we all have some great stories and blessings that we like to share. And before we get started, though, I wanted to thank Heidi for being on the call earlier, since we're doing the blessing at a different time now, and she was nice enough to get on the line earlier and let people know that the time had changed. So thank you, Heidi. So it looks like we have our first caller here. And by the way, later on we'll go through the blessing protocol and how to prepare for that, and probably right before we do start the blessing. Okay, we have a caller from area code 530. You're on.
Hi, this is Denise, and I'm calling from Lake Shastina in Northern California, which is right next to the town of Weed that just had a terrible fire. And I just am going to say, in terms of my past experience with the blessings, that I've come to rely on it, and I just wanted to kind of cut to the chase and just ask if we could have a blessing for all the people whose homes were destroyed. And unfortunately, one of the biggest giving agencies here is the Great Northern Corporation. Their entire building, warehouse, food inventory, everything was wiped out. The wellness center, the library, it's just been quite a thing for such a small community of 3,000 people to experience. And I just wanted to ask if we could all keep the people of Weed and all the wonderful volunteers and the firefighters and, you know, the community members who are coming together over this in our prayers.
Oh, thank you for calling me. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We all keep
the... Thank you for sharing that.
All of you, and
I wanted to add a small miracle, although there are no small miracles. During the evacuation, my housemate went up camping on Mount Shasta because, you know, a much larger community was evacuated than actually lost their homes. And our cat, Raja, is missing. And she was up there for several days camping, looking for him. He got away when something frightening happened up there. And then I went up for several days, and yesterday I had to come back. I have another cat at home who's sick, Sarva, but she's getting better. And anyway, I was feeling like I really didn't want to leave when it was time to pack and check out for the campsite. And so I just dashed off on one more trail, and I circled around a long ways, and I came up behind another campsite, and I saw someone I knew. And we had a wonderful talk, and she's up there camping with her cats, and she's taking over the searching and waiting, and I was able to give her Raja's towel so that if she finds him, she can present herself as a friend with the smell of his own towel.
And oh, wow.
I just thought that was such a beautiful miracle. And in addition to that, she immediately called a friend who left me some special supplements for my sick cat, Sarva. And Sarva is actually doing much better, even though it's really serious. It was kidney failure. And she's, you know, climbing, running, jumping, asking to eat a lot, even though she's just lost almost 3 pounds with this. So I just feel like, you know, sometimes the tragedies and the miracles arrive all mixed in together.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much, Denise. I'm so happy about that.
All right. I'm done. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think it's true. I'm remembering exactly your words, but I think that they come in a whole package.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, I'm really glad for this call. I think I've been going many, many times since the beginning. I try to do every week, but when it isn't every week, it's often. So I'm very just moved by the community and by Glenda's insight and her wonderful book. I just felt that there was a truer connection for me with Yeshua through what she has written. And my copy of it is so underlined and annotated and dated for all the things that have worked for me in there. In fact, I started to create an index. I felt like it really needed an index. And so I just started making one. And as I go through and work with it, I add to the index. So,
great idea.
It's been a treat. It's been a treat. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Denise. All right. I think I see Chris on the line. He may have a report back for us. Let me check in with you, Chris, here. All right, you're on. Are you there, Chris?
Hi, Jenny. Yeah, hey, thanks. I was being a contender chief for a second. We're here, and we are on the ocean. Or some of us are in the ocean, some of us are on the beach, and we're ready to do a blessing. We heard the woman talking about asking for blessings for a cat and for the situation that's going on there near Weed and in the mountain. We didn't get on before that, so we'll put that in the blessing. And I'm going to hand the phone over to Glenda. It is the International Day of Peace. Well, let me give the phone to you, Glenda. And Jenny, is that okay? We're ready to do the blessing. Do you have other people in the queue, or are we at?
Let's see. Let me just check here real quick to see if, Heidi, you have something quick to add.
Heidi? Okay, go ahead, Heidi. I want to make sure they get.
Hi, it's Heidi. I don't want to take up any time. Yes, hand it to Glenda. Yay. Thank God for you all. I pass.
All right. Okay. We are
ready. All right. If we're ready, I'm going to hand you over to Glenda. Here we go.
Okay.
Are you still there, Jenny? Hello?
Chris, can
I'm here,
me?
Chris.
Okay, good. We heard it beep and there we go.
No, we're still here. Okay.
Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Glenda, and I'm so delighted to be with you. It just touches my heart to be here on the Gulf of Mexico. We're just about ready to stand in the water and offer our first blessing to the great waters of the earth. I heard all the requests, and I honor them all and will remember them in the blessing. I'd also like to remind you that today is the equinox, when the world is in a state of balance, and it's also the International Day of Peace. So let us honor all of these affirmations and coordinated, beautiful, wonderful intentions that are being held around the earth right now as we all join in seeking the highest and the greatest for the earth. I congratulate our new blessing givers for what they have attained, that we have now. We have honored some of our veteran blessing givers who came back to learn it even better and strengthen their purpose and faith, and other people who've come from around the country and the world to be here to offer a blessing for you. So this is a most special and auspicious occasion. Most of all, we thank Yeshua who is here with us, who is giving the blessing to all of us. It isn't from any of our individuals. It is from him through us that we offer this blessing. We will be offering an invocation to him in just a moment. But Cecilia and Jenny, have you explained the blessing protocol to people who are new?
Hi, Glenda. This is Jenny. I'm here with Sharon, and I'm glad you brought that up because we do have some new blessing givers. I believe one international blessing giver, caller, who would like to hear that especially. So if you wouldn't mind taking a few moments.
Glad to. I just wanted to make sure everyone is included. In this blessing, you don't need to do anything other than receive. Receive through your whole body, your whole person, your heart. Be seated. Make sure your arms and your legs are uncrossed so that the energy can flow through you. It is a blessing that is given energetically through the Holy Spirit from Christ and God the Father. And it will touch and reach every part of your person and being according to your will to receive and the will of God. It is not from us that we say what you should or can receive. This is between you and God. And so as the blessing is occurring, the energy is being given, we ask that you be in prayer, that you pray according to your prayers, what you need, the things you need for your life, your heart, your soul, the concerns of your life. You may pray for your loved ones and for all things that concern you and that you would like to see made better by life, by directing your attention and opening your heart to these things. And just receive. The conveyance of energy will take approximately 3 minutes, might be a little longer because we're taking into account people who have not done this before. This is their first time. And then I will let you know when the energy conveyance is complete, or Chris will let you know. And when the energy conveyance is complete, and what I would like you to do then is just go and rest. And in your resting phase, don't think, don't even continue your prayer. Just receive, be quiet, open every part of your body, heart, and being to receiving the blessings that have been given to you. Know that you are loved. You are very loved by God. You are very loved by Spirit. Be connected to the earth. I ask that you not have your feet covered or your head covered unless it's an aspect of your spiritual practice that it be covered. Just be vulnerable and available to the energies that are being given you, and they know where to go. They know your needs. They hear your prayers and will address you according to your needs. So, I will begin my invocation to Yeshua, then you begin your prayer and just relax and receive. Dear Yeshua, thank you for this great blessing conference we have had and for bringing people who have the calling to help and assist in the evolution, enlightenment, and growth, prosperity, and recovery and healing of our beautiful earth. We thank you for these lovely souls, and we thank you for your eternal love, which is the light in our hearts. Thank you for the blessing we are about to receive. We know that your love and the guidance of the Holy Spirit will know how to direct it, and we simply ask that you be with us as we know you always are, in love, teaching us to love one another and to receive the love of God. Amen.
All right. The transmission is complete. Now go into rest for 7 minutes and assimilate and absorb the energy. And note that you are love and you are love. Thank you all.